This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3861, from Monday, the 22nd of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled, How to Find Things on Your Home Network. It is hosted by JWP and is about 12 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, How to Find the Lost Raspberry Pi Zero on Your Home Network.
Good day. My name is JWP, and I'm a Hacker Public Radio host, and it's really nice to talk to you today. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to do a short podcast on how I find things on my network at home, what's going on there, how we get to them, how we access them, how we do this. And so I had a show previously about my devices, and so I have an old Huawei phone that mirrors my work phone. I try to keep the same software, but in addition to that, I have a folder called Network on there, and I'm a Fritzbox guy or an AVM guy, and so on my phone I have my Fritzbox, a phone, and a VLAN thing from Fritz, and there's another app called Net Analyzer. And so I used to run a very large Orange PI, Raspberry PI device farm downstairs. And it just got too much during COVID. And for whatever reason, a lot of those things stopped working. And so I stopped using it. And so the network thing on my phone became less useful, but let's go ahead and touch that app. So you get that app open and you press scan, and let's see, I have the Fritzbox, of course, and then I have the phone that I'm using that's listed, and there's something called IE Registry Authority on 24. The Apple TV is on 25, so I think that 24 is probably the Google TV. So I have a Google TV and Apple TV. I think 24 is probably the Apple TV. Then 29 is the Open Media Server. And I'm pretty sure that 34, it says Intel Corporate. So that's my work PC that I'm talking to you from. And then I told you before about the Fujitsu 900 terminal, so he's really going good. And I guess I don't really know what 24 is, because it's saying that 51 is the Chromecast. The 53 is the Amazon technology, and 56 is a Raspberry Zero A. 78 is a printer, and my wife's iPhone, an iPod Touch that we talked about, the Redmi Note 10S is also there, and the iPad. And for the upstairs network, I still use an Archer C2, but boy, I sure want to get another Fritzbox up here, so I can have a mesh going there. And like I said, I use the Open Media Server. At Christmas time, it was a huge upgrade for this, and I haven't done much with it except turn it back to what it was. It just serves my movies, media, a second place to keep everything going. But the Fuji is going to try to do a sort of kind of office sync kind of thing with Own Cloud or Next Cloud or something like this. Whatever's the easiest. And I've seen so many really good PI projects, and of course all of those Orange PIs and Raspberry devices, I still have them all nicely stacked. One of them is even an 8 gigabyte Raspberry 4. And that's probably be another thing how to start using them, or maybe I can start giving them away or selling them or something. I don't know. That's a huge pile of them, and I most likely won't go. But let's try to talk to the one Raspberry that has lived for years and years without its SD card going bad or for whatever reason. So let's open up. I'm on the Windows Work PC, and so let's open up a go back and let's open up Kitty. So Kitty is a terminal, and so let's type in the IP address 68.178.56, and let's load it up and see if I can get there. So I put the IP address in, and for whatever reason, he's not working. So I'm pretty sure I typed in 192. Yeah. It's not going. So let's see. Let's see if I can ping him from the command prompt. Could be something from my work thing. So let's go back, get the backspace, get the console going. Okay, so let's ping him from the console. So 1.1.2. Okay, so that was something with the Kitty, because ping on the PC works fine. And let's close that, and let's go directly to PuTTY instead of Kitty. Kitty is more for file sharing, I think. It's been a while since I tried to copy files over SSH, but let's see. So now we go to PuTTY, and PuTTY comes up, and let's try the same thing. And 56. And let's open him up. And type in the username and password. Type in the password again. Okay, so now it's up. And so uptime. And so his uptime is only 13 days, but I logged in 2 weeks ago and I did an update and rebooted him, and he had gone 568 days without fail. Okay. And so what do I use this thing for? So I mostly use it to mess around with, but I have used it in the past for doing YouTube DL. And if you haven't done YouTube DL, it's truly a wonderful program that works with a PL. So what is this YouTube DL? So YouTube DL is a command program to download videos from YouTube and other sites. And for sure I have YouTube DL, I think, on this thing. So let's see. So if I type YouTube minus DL, and I wait some more, and it's a zero. So if I type YouTube DL, now I need to type YouTube DL and minus minus help and see if it does anything with that. And again, it's pretty slow. But in any case, what you do is you open an NFS connection to your Open Media server, and then you download, go when you download the thing, and I should probably do another show about that. But that's what I primarily use this PI for, is to use it as a YouTube DL client. And if you get two or three of them together, you can download a lot of different YouTube videos at the same time. And of course, you know, there's all kinds of browser extensions and anything to do that. But I like doing things from the command line, and it's useful to do it from the command line. I think I did a podcast with Hacker Public Radio where I had all my Office suite in a console one time. And I do have a terminal downstairs that works just fine. Just one second. My wife is bothering the hell out of me in the moment. So my beautiful wife just bothered me, and my son, who got married yesterday, is coming in, and he's wanting to clean up. And so whenever you have an older child that wants to clean up, that's fantastic. So it's a joyous event that he wants to clean up. That's really it. So that's how you scan your network with your Android phone. Open a PuTTY client to your Raspberry and do something with your Raspberry. And I'm sorry, guys, I haven't posted very often, and now I've done two shows in a day. But I saw the mail from Ken, and he did look a little desperate, so I thought I would come in and try to help Ken a little bit. And I still have some notes from when Ken had me go to the networking thing as a Hacker Public Radio media consultant. So I got into the $1,200 a day conference for free, wearing my Hacker Public Radio media press credential thing. And so y'all might want to think about that, as a, you know, that if you know Ken can somehow get you into a Linux event that you would normally pay for, if you would walk around and do some interviews in there and take some notes and stuff like that, then you would help Ken and Dave a lot in their pursuit to keep everything going just fine. And oh, by the way, I really like that Hachuka stuff in his RV now that Hachuka's retired. That's fantastic. Could you just keep that whole thing going for me? It makes my whole day when I hear about your retiree adventure. All right, guys, take care. Be safe. If you need to reach me, I'm jwp5@hotmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.